Okay, Perek Yud Aleph. Ve'amelech Shlomo ohav nashim nachrios rabos ve'as bas paro. Shlomo loved many non-Jewish women. And bas paro. Moavios, Ammonios, Adomios, Tsednios, Chitios, for many nations. Minagoyim asher amar Hashem el bnei Yisrael lo sabo behem mehim lo yavo bachem achin yatu es lavavchem achare Elohehem. From the nations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told bnei Yisrael that you should not marry into them because they will cause your hearts astray, he married. Bahem davak Shlomo la'ahava. Shlomo married these people. Vahi lo nashim saros shvameos. He had 700 wives, upilagshim shloshmeos, and 300 pilagshim vayatuna shavas libo, and they in fact did cause his heart to stray. So far we have two issues to deal with. Number one, that they were seemingly non-Jewish women, which we kind of dealt with already by Bas Paro. I assume that's opposed to pilagshim or saros, that they were chashava wives as opposed to pilagshim wives. And the problem which we'll deal with more now is the fact that there is a prohibition for a king to be mar ben Hashem, to have too many wives, and here clearly 1,000 is over the limit. We know that David, the limit, but we learned by David that the limit was 18. So Shlomo has clearly gone beyond the limit. We'll have to discuss how that happened. When Shlomo got older, his wives caused his heart to stray. And his heart was not with Hashem like David's heart was. Vayelach Shlomo acharei Ashtoreth Elohei Tzidonim, acharei Milkom Shikutz Amonim. He followed Ashtoreth and Milkom. Vayah Shlomo Rabbeinu Hashem once again, velo milei acharei Hashem kedavid aviv. And he didn't follow Hashem like David did. Az yivah Shlomo bama lechmosh Shikutz Moav. He built a bama for Kemosh Bahar, asher al pnei Yerushalayim. Ulemoleich Shikutz Pnei Amon. He built one for the Molech as well. This is what he did for all of his wives were nachrios. Maktiros mezabchos leloheihen. You'll notice it never actually says that Shlomo himself, never describes Shlomo himself doing the Avodah Zarah per se, but it does describe his wives. He followed them. But when it talks about maktiros mezabchos, so that it's in the feminine is referring specifically to his wives, which hopefully will support for what we'll say in a moment. Vayisanaf Hashem Shlomo, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset. Ki natel vavo miyem Hashem Elokei Yisrael hanira elav pamayim. We'll come back to that in a second. So Hashem was upset. Okay, so how do we deal with all these issues? So again, we already discussed by Bas Paro, we kind of discussed the non-Jewish issue. Either he converted or he didn't convert, and we tried to deal with that in different ways. But what do we do about the Ribui Nashim and the Avodah Zarah? So, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in terms of the Ribui Nashim, says as follows. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chaf Aleph Amvez, says, V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak mimei ma'lo nisgalu tamei Torah, why don't we reveal the tamim of the Torah? Sharei shtei mikros nisgalu taman. There were two mikros which were megala, which did reveal their reasons. Nichshal behen gadol haolam, and a great giant failed because of it. Ksiv lo yarba lo nashim. It says you shouldn't have too many wives. Amar Shlomo ani arbe, velo asur. He said, well, the reason you're not allowed to be marba nashim is because it caused you to stray. I'll have a lot of women, and I won't stray. Uksiv lo yarba lo susim. And it says, don't have too many horses. V'amar Shlomo ani arbe v'lo ashiv. It says, don't have too many horses, because lest you go back to Mitzrayim, I'll be marbe and I won't. V'ksiv, but it says, v'teitze merkav Mitzrayim b'shesh or b'shash, I don't remember. Fine. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin is saying that Shlomo Melech was very wise. He was darshin in time of the Kra. He thought that he was above the time of the Kra, and the time of the Gra did not apply to him. And he was wrong. He was wrong. I would like to suggest, what we've suggested already, is that Shlomo HaMelech, number one, he was Darshin in time of the Kra, and he thought that since he was such a Chacham, was above the time, and he'd be able to handle marrying all these wives. And also, based on what we've already said, that Shlomo HaMelech had a very serious and a very important kavana, and that was to spread the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world, and his goal in marrying all these women from different nations was to do that, and to teach them about Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we saw how successful he was in that regard with the Beis HaMikdash, Ad Kedei Kach, Malchus Shva came and was Moda. And perhaps this is all part of that life vision that Shlomo HaMelech had, and he went a little bit too far, and he turned out to be wrong. That's what the Gemara Sanhedrin Chaf Aleph and Beis says. The Medrash Rabban Shmos Vav Aleph says something similar. And that's really what I would have to say about the Ribui Nashim issue in terms of Avodah Zarah. So, let's look at the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, Shabbos Nun Vav Amaveis, Amrav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amrav Yenosen Kol Omer Shlomo Chata In Elatoa. If you say, Nun Vav Amaveis, if you say that Shlomo sinned, you're wrong. What's the proof? Shenamar v'lo hayal uvavo shalom im Hashem lokav kilavav David Aviv. Kilavav David Aviv hu d'lo hava mechta na kilavav David Aviv hu d'lo hava mechta. Nami lochat. Elamani mekayim v'hile zikna shlomo nashav hitu es lovavo. Hayikar Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Nasan, Rami Ksiv, Vahilei Zikna Shlomo, Nasha Vitius, Lavav Aksiv, Kilavav David Aviv, Kilavav David Aviv, Udulav Amechta. Sorry. Then it says, Hachikamar, Vahilei Zikna Shlomo, Nasha Vitius. Sorry, I was reading the Gemara wrong, I think. Oh, sorry. Kilavav David Aviv. Kilavav David Aviv hu d'lo hava, but michta nami lo chata. In other words, sorry, I was just punctuated improperly. The Gemara is saying that the pasuk makes no sense, right? The pasuk is saying, and Shlomo Melech was a baal avodah zara, and he did one of the worst of errors in the world, and he wasn't like David. Shkayach. I'm saying if he wasn't like if he did avodah zara, then of course he wasn't like David. In other words, how could you in the same breath compare someone who does Avodah Zarah to David? Elamai, he wasn't like David, but he certainly didn't do what it says he did. So then the Gemara starts asking, yeah, but it says that he did it. It says that he built the Bamas. It says, then interesting, no, he wanted to, but he didn't really, but then it says, yeah, but he did. So, finally the Gemara says, it says, Vayash Shlomo Rabbein Ne Hashem, El b'mnei shahaya lo limchos b'nasha v'lo micha ma'ala ala v'kasuv ki iluchata. So, he should have stopped his wives, and he didn't. Since he didn't stop his wives from doing it, so it's as if he did it. Because he had the power to stop them, and he didn't. So again, what happened? Shlomo had certain ideas here. Shlomo wanted to be mefarsim, shem Hashem. He got carried away. He was megayer them. It didn't work. They started doing funny things. And Shlomo ultimately doesn't have the koch to stop them, and he's ultimately taking the task for it, and you should not have let this happen. And since you did, it's as if you did it yourself. You'll notice, if you read the psukim carefully, that it doesn't say that Shlomo actually did Avodah Zarah. It says always vaguely that they were hituas levavo. He wasn't like David. He went after them. Perhaps he did build the bama for them. I had another raya, I just forgot what it was. We also see that Shlomo never gets an onesh misa. Normally, I believe people who do avodah zarah do.
Yeah, but
that's not a raya.
I think.
Why, he's a king?
Yeah.
So what?
No, he definitely could be chaimita, just like, how do you deal with first
throw with 85 women with your shaman to do it.
Anyway, so we know also that, again, we already said last time that Minas Svara doesn't make sense, they did Avodah Zarah. The Ralbag here says so. The Ralbag here writes, Hinehu min hasheker b'ish chacham k'shlomo sheyatza le'elu ha'avalim v'ashkutzim v'mayosa masik Hashem Yisparach yosar mizulasim v'hanashim. He recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than anybody. U'kfar yayid al zeh gam ha'svarim shechiver b'ruach ha'kodesh v'nirei lev gam ken Hashem Yisparach pa'amayim. U'lezeh lo yitachin b'ish kamo sheyeh oved avodah zarah. He says not shayach that such a person would do avodah zarah. Elamai, he allowed them to do avodah zarah and he did not stop them.
Do any of the Midrashim or commentators say that Shlomo
did
for the yeah, and also for the women who did it?
I don't think so. I think this is pretty muskum. In other words, even all the other Kol HaOmer that somebody was Chote in Elatoa, there are arguments. I think this one is more muskum than the others.
And
what?
Also
no, I think there are some are more critical. Some are more critical of that. Fine. So that's really what I have to say about that. You have anything to add? Pasuk Tes. Vayisanaf Hashem b'Shlomo ki natal vavomim Hashem okay Yisrael hanira elav pa'amayim. Hashem appeared to him twice. We already pointed out that Hashem really appeared to him three times. The Malbim repeats over here that the middle time didn't really count. That time was actually said by somebody else. It was only the first and the third time did he actually appear to him. So Hashem now is upset. But tzivai lav al davar hazeh, levilti lachas acharei Elohim acherim v'lo shamaras asher tzivah Hashem. He did not listen to what Hashem had told him about not following other gods. It's interesting, the Ralbag here says a very strange comment. Ralbag writes, Ratzalomar, about Elohim acherim, he writes, Ratzalomar, kimi mitzvah Hashem yisbarach haya mechuyav shalo yaniach la'avod avod azar b'veso, im shezeh derech shiyalchu banav acharei Elohim acherim b'rosam imoseim ovedas. It wasn't right that he allowed there to be a Avodah Zarah in his house and all the mothers would be worshiping Avodah Zarah. Aye, what about the chinuch of his children? Aye, what about the isser of owning Avodah Zarah and having it in your house? I'm saying, like, why did the Ralbag have to come on to that? You know, it says in Parshas Re, you have to destroy any Avodah Zarah that you see. So I just thought that was an interesting comment of the Ralbag. I don't know what to make of it.
If you say he didn't really marry them,
and therefore what?
The
even if he didn't own it, he still has to destroy any of Avodah Zarah that he sees, right? Certainly if it was in his house. Pasuk Gedal, Vayomer Hashem l'Shlomo. So now Hashem tells Shlomo's punishment. Ya'an asher ha'isa zosimach v'lo shamarta brisi v'chukosa asher tzivisi alacha. You didn't listen to what I told you. Karoa akras ha'mamlacha me'alacha nesatiya l'avdech alter. The kingdom away from you. And give it to your friend or someone else. The Malbim points out that this is Mida Keneged Mida. Kasher Avdu Heim Esva Shemayim Shem Avdei Ha'el Ve'isiru HaMamlacha Hem Avdei Ha'kel Ve'isiru HaMamlacha Me'akel Yisbarach Ken Yasir HaMlucha Mimenuel Avdo. You allowed others to take the kingdom away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so your kingdom will be taken away from you. That's the Mida Keneged Mida. Rak has kol ha'mamlacha lo ekra shevet echad etein levnecha. I'm not going to take the entire mamlacha away from you. I'm going to leave over one shevet. Obviously, it's two Shvatim, it's Yehuda and Binyamin, but they're always referred to as one Shevet because they were both in Yerushalayim. So really, he's going to get left over two Shvatim, Yehuda and Binyamin. Why? What?
Shimon, no? Shimon's in Yehuda.
It could be. But it doesn't say that in the Farshim here. You probably know it from later on.
Yeah.
But I do not.
Shimon was also among Yehuda. It's not like they left Yehuda and go to the north, but it could be that. And I was the problem with the Cheshbon later on with the 10 Kron.
Yeah.
So you have the Cheshbon over there. So that if you tear it into 12 Kron, then you take 10. So I think that means that you're left with 2. But I think there's some reason right. That means that you're left with 3. Because
yeah.
If you do 12 Kron, 12 tears, so you have 13.
All right. So let's look at. Okay, we'll have to look at. We won't get there tonight, but we'll.
We'll see. I don't know.
We'll get there. Okay. So why though is he keeping these two shvatim? Laman David Avdi, because I love David. Number one. Who Laman Yerushalayim Asher Bacharti? Ooh, is this the first place, or we already saw it?
I think it's right here. Because
is this the first place where it says Beferish in Tanakh that Akash Baruch Hu chose Yerushalayim? I think this might be the first place, or was it a little bit earlier in Malachim? It was in Malachim. It was there.
Says,
I already said that point this year. I wasn't sure if I said it or if this is the point.
I don't know if you said it, but it says, the message was the father to his father. He fashions the vice there, Shabbanisa, with some shmi at Sham Adarlam. But you and I believe Sham call you.
Yeah, but here he says that he chose Yerushalayim. In other words,
right,
who
right.
told anybody about Yerushalayim? So here it says, Beferish, that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Yerushalayim. I think this is the first place where it says so. Fine. Yeah, so how does keeping the Shvatim, what does it have to do with Yerushalayim? Why, Laman, for the sake of Yerushalayim, I have to allow Shlomo to hold on to Shevet Yehuda. So the Metzuta stuff, it says, Lefi Shenichor Elios Beis HaMikdash, who's going to care the most about the Beis HaMikdash? Who's going to take care of the Beis HaMikdash properly? The one who built it. Okay, and therefore I need to leave Yerushalayim in control of Yehuda because Yehuda built Yerushalayim. And if I take Yehuda away, so the next king who comes in, he's not going to care about the Beis HaMikdash as much as Yehuda would. And therefore, for the sake of Yerushalayim, I need to leave that Shevet with Yehuda and Binyamin. Fine, let's just do a little bit more of the next point, and we'll stop with your Rav, and we'll be your Rav next time. Vayakam Hashem Satan L'Shlomo. Not only is Shlomo punished by having the Malchus taken away from him eventually, but where... As Shlomo had enjoyed peace for his entire life, so now suddenly it's not so peaceful. Oh, by the way, before that, it's very interesting that you don't see a reaction from Shlomo to his chait. Whereas David's chait, you know, we speak very much about his tshuva and how he responds immediately. Shlomo is silent. Very interesting. We have no idea what he says. You would think that we hear some type of tshuva, some type of response, and we hear absolutely nothing. In general, we don't hear Shlomo talk very much at all, except for a few places, but we don't hear very much from Shlomo in his whole life. Yeah.
David, it wasn't Nasan who gave him tochacha, but
yeah.
Hashem's
giving him
the right one. There's no opportunity to respond.
Yeah, we should still say. I mean, you should say I'm sorry, no? No, the Radak writes. Vayomer Hashem l'Shlomo al yedei Navi v'huach yashiloni. He didn't speak to him directly here. Everybody says that. Mitzvah Stavit says as well. He spoke al yedei Navi. So anyway, in Pasuk Yudal, Vayakem Hashem satan l'Shlomo as Hadad ha'Edomi, Mizera Hamelach hu be'Edom. So Hadad, the Edomite, becomes a satan for Shlomo and causes him trouble. Who was this fellow? So the Navi gives his background. Vahibios David es Edom, Baalos Yoav Sarat Savala Kabera Sachalim. David, or really had sent Yoav to fight in Edom. He was burying the dead. Vayach calls Achar be'Edom. The Mefarshim point out that really the pasuk is read backwards. The Radak writes Achar shehikav calls Achar be'Edom, ki kodem hikav achar kach kavram. So he killed every Zachar in Edom, and then Yoav was burying all of the dead. It said, as Rashi points out in Shmuel Beis, Parakhas, Pasuk Yud Gimel, that there the Pasuk said, Vayas David shame b'shuvo me'akoses Edom. David made a shame for himself when he struck Edom, and the reason was that everybody thought it was so amazing that they went and they buried all of their enemy, and that caused them to praise them, because they had actually buried the dead. However, here, Hadad is obviously very upset about the fact that every single Zachar in Edom is killed. It's interesting, fascinating, frightening, actually, Gemara and Bava Basra, for all those teachers out there. Gemara and Bava Basra, there, by discussing in Pasuk Daf Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, on the way to Chaf Aleph and Beis, discusses Melamdei Tinokos. And they're discussing the right type of Melamdei Tinokos. And he writes that you have to get somebody who knows things clearly. Because Shebeshta came into all. When you teach a mistake, it sticks. Dechsiv. Ki sheshes chadashim yashiv sham yoav v'chol Yisrael adechris kol zachar be'edom. He killed every single male in Edom. Ki aslakai made David. Amrle. My time about tahachi. Why did you do this, says Rashi? In other words, why didn't you kill the Nekevos? Edom, you have a chi of Atzamalek to kill all of them. Right? Was that the assumption? Dechziv, Timche Zecher Amalek. You're supposed to destroy Zecher Amalek. Amarle, it says, Yoav, Hanan Zachar Karinan. What do you mean? It says, Timche Zachar Amalek. You're supposed to kill the males of Amalek. Amarle, Anan Zachar Karinan.
Anan Zachar Karinan.
Sorry.
Anan Zecher Karinan.
Which way to go? No. Sorry, my time of Ishaqi, why do this way? Amrle dechsiv, he said, because it says Timche Zachar Amalek. Amrle v'ha'anan Zechar Karinan, I read it backwards. V'anan Zechar Karinan, Amrle, no, Anan Zachar Akarion. So Azel Shaila le Rabbe. So he went and asked his Rebbe. Amrle Heach Akrisan, how did you teach them? Amrle Zachar. Shakal Safsir le Mikdale, took out a sword to kill him. Machlokas if he actually killed him or not. David. To his Rebbe. So be so careful in teaching what an achrayus it is, especially teaching the young children. When you teach a mistake, the mistake sticks. Frightening. So this is what happened. Yoav had killed all of the Zachar in Edom. Kisheshes chadashim yashav sham Yoav v'chol Yisrael adechris kol Zachar be'Edom. By Yivrach Adad, before he was called Hadad, now he's Adad, Hu va'anashim Edomi me'avdei aviv ito lavo Mitzrayim v'hadad nar katan. As a young boy, he runs away to Mitzrayim. V'yakumi mi'midyan v'yavo paran v'yichu anashim imam mi'paran v'yavo Mitzrayim al paro melech Mitzrayim v'yitim lo bayis, paro gives him a house. V'lechem amar lo, he promises him bread. V'eretz nasan lo, he gives him land. V'yimsa hadad b'chein b'nei paro ma'od. So Hadad and paro are very close. V'yitim lo isha, he marries him off too, as achos ishto achos tachvaneis hagvira. Marries him off to his wife's sister. Bathilo achos tachvaneis is gnuvas beno. Batik maleu tachvaneis besoch beis paro. His son is raised in the house of paro. Bahi gnuvas beis paro besoch bene paro. And he's like one of the children of paro. The Radak points out that this whole story is meant to show that this whole sipur shows the greatness of the sinah of Hadad that he had for David. Because ultimately he leaves all this greatness. He's sitting and living in the palace of Mitzrayim, and he leaves it because he hates him. Where was that? Yeah. Lodia ki kol kach gavra sinos li Yisrael chiniach kol atova azos li nakam Yisrael. The Radak also points out below, also be yadolah atzar li Yisrael, but he was only able to do so ad esikna Shlomo, only when Shlomo got older. In other words, what happens now is as follows. Hadad is living in the house of Paro. Pasuk Chafalav. Hadad Shama b'Mitzrayim Kishachav David Imavosav. He hears that David died. V'chimes Yoav Tzara Tzava. And that Yoav died. V'yomer Hadad El Paro. Shacheni ve'lech al Artzi. I want to go back to my land. V'yomer lo Paro. Kima ata chaseri mi v'incha mevakesh l'leches al Artzecha. I gave you everything. Why do you want to leave? V'yomer lo kishaleach t'shacheni. No, I want you to send me. So he figured David is dead. And Yoav is dead, now's my chance. But the Radak here points out as well that he goes back, but he's not able to do anything until later on in Shlomo's life. He figured Shlomo's young, David's dead, I can cause trouble. No, he's only allowed to cause trouble once Shlomo sins. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending a message that you always had Shalom. And now, once you were Chote, I'm going to show you that you only had Shalom because you did the right thing. And now when you don't do the right thing, so you're going to have problems. That's what the Radak says. The Radak also writes that he couldn't cause trouble for Shlomo while still in Mitzrayim because Shlomo and Paro were very close because Shlomo had married Bas Paro. So he had to leave Mitzrayim in order to cause problems for Shlomo. Oh, so they point out as well that this is a Midah Keneged Midah. Why is this Midah Keneged Midah? Who pointed this out? 1 second. The Barbanel points out this is Midah Keneged Midah, that since Shlomo was not Micha, he did not protest his wives from doing Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not protest against his enemies and stop the enemies. What were you going to say? That since he took Bas Paro, his enemy is living in the house of Paro. Yeah, very good. Very good. Fine. And then the Pasuk just briefly describes one other enemy of Shlomo, Vayikpot Elav Anashim. Sorry, Chaf Gimel. Vayakam Elo Kim lo satan es rizon bel el yada asher barach meis hadad ezer melch tzava adonav v'ikvotz alav anashim v'yisar gedud b'harog david osam v'yelchu damesek v'yishvu ba v'yimlochu b'damesek v'yisatan l'yisrael kol yimei shlomo v'asara asher hadad v'yakatz v'yisrael v'yimloch al aram. What do you want to say?
It's another eved getting away and doing it's the same thing. When you have a,
I think it's strange that it happens two times.
I think it shins with the lashon because Baruch is in the satia la'avdecha, so it could be that these are all avadim to Afkan, they're all avadim to avadim of Shlomo. Right? Hadad escapes with the avadim of his father,
mm-hmm.
And he is an eved, and then the description of Yeravam is going to be that he's an eved of Shlomo.
Wait, what about Rizon ben Eliada? You're making that point or not?
Yeah, by Rizon ben Eliada, he said.
He was a Sar Gedud by Rogue David Osam.
No, but he was a Sher Barach Meis Hadad Ezra Melch Tova Adonav. Meaning, Rizon ben Eliada was an Evid to Hadad Ezra, and he ran away.
Okay. Okay, very good. Fine, so next time we will begin to learn about Yeravam ben Nevat, who will ultimately caused the downfall of Shlomo, and we will see. We'll take over.